Live from Mohawk College in Hamilton, you're listening to Indy 101.5 FM, CIOI.
Insects are all around us. They produce many sounds at many frequencies and volume levels. We are so accustomed to hearing insect sounds that we seldom listen to them.
Crickets produce their chirps by rubbing their wings together.
Rough spots on the cricket's wings produce the chirping vibrations which we hear. The cricket is highly sensitive to temperature. In fact, we can tell the temperature by crickets. Count the number of chirps in 15 seconds and add 40. The result is very close to the temperature on the Fahrenheit thermometer. Listen. Cricket was chirping at 76 degrees Fahrenheit.
Hello, amigo.
Welcome to another edition of
Cuckoo Bananas!
Yeah! Today's theme is
Insects 2!
Yeah, our second installment of insect songs. We had so many insect songs that they spilled over into a whole nother hour of music. So we're going to listen to more insect songs today. What was that first one we heard, Ollie?
Insects Around Us.
Mm-hmm, by Money Mark. Insects are all around us. And we're going to start off today's show with some ladybug songs. Hey, Rowan, do you remember what ladybugs are called in England?
Ladybird.
Yeah, ladybird. As if a ladybug wasn't a weird enough name. They call them ladybirds. And if you're my age, somewhere in your late 30s, you can probably guess what song I'm going to play from my childhood, from Sesame Street. What's it going to be?
Ladybird's Picnic.
Yeah, the Ladybug's Picnic, which was recorded by Jerry Nelson, I discovered. And I got this from a fantastic collection of songs called Sesame Street B.E., and B.E. stands for Before Elmo. Because when I was a kid, Elmo wasn't around yet. And then another ladybug song. I discovered this song after doing the first episode of Insects. It's a song, very catchy song called Lucky Ladybug by Billy and Lily. So let's listen to these two ladybug songs, and then we'll continue.
Lovely ladybug songs.
Alliteration. Nice.
It's the Cons Countdown!
Ah, well, let's get it on, as they say, and start the countdown with a real sleeper. Last week, number 647 on the charts. This week, it inched its way up to number 12. Dwayne Wayne at the Ladybug Picnic.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Ladybugs came to the Ladybug's Picnic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And they all played games at the Ladybug's Picnic. They had 12 sacks in the ransack races, and they fell on the backs, and they fell on the faces. Ladybug's 12 at the Ladybug's Picnic. They played jump rope, but the rope it broke, so they just sat around telling knock-knock jokes. Ladybug's 12 at the Ladybug's Picnic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. They chattered away at the Ladybug's Picnic. They talked about the high price of furniture and rugs and fire insurance for ladybugs. Ladybug's 12 at the Ladybug's Picnic.
12.
Lucky ladybug, lucky ladybug, a lucky ladybug. Ladybug, silver dollar, rabbit's foot, with a four-leaf clover and a horseshoe. Wishbone shamrocks got me shook, singing abracadabra in a cast iron.
I wonder if you love me. Guess I'll ask a star above me. When the moon is bright, canary yellow, it'll really be amazing if that crystal ball I gaze and says I'll always be your steady fellow.
Ladybug, silver dollar, rabbit's foot, with a four-leaf clover and a horseshoe. Wishbone shamrocks got me shook, singing abracadabra in a cat's eye.
Though your words are smooth and soothing, don't you feel it's time for grooving? Come on, daddy, rock me while the fan is rolling.
Uh-huh.
Keep it cool, my ducky-lucky baby doll. Our love is lucky. When you walk me down the aisle, we'll do it strolling.
Ladybug, silver dollar, rabbit's foot, with a four-leaf clover and a horseshoe. Wishbone shamrocks got me shook, singing abracadabra in a cat's eye.
Stupid Cupid gave us fever and an itchy, twitchy feeling, and the green mosquito must have bit us. Got us rocking like two robbers, making moon talking, bobbing like a firefly fishing, and it's flashing.
Ladybug, silver dollar, rabbit's foot, with a four-leaf clover and a horseshoe. Wishbone shamrocks got me shook, singing abracadabra in a cat's eye. Lucky ladybug,
a lucky ladybug.
bartender, there's a big old bug in my beer. Hey, hey, bartender, there's a big old bug in my beer. Well, the one eye's red, the other's green, the toughest looking bug that you ever seen. Hey, hey, bartender, there's a big old bug in my beer. Bartender, the bug's got a big bazoo. Hey, bartender, the bug's got a big bazoo. A big old mouth stretches here, a big old mouth stretches everywhere. Hey, bartender, the bug's got a big bazoo. Bartender, the bug's found himself a home. Hey, hey, bartender, the big bug's found a home. Down on the bottom, quick as flash, the next thing you know, he's flitting round in the glass. Hey, bartender, the big bug's found a home. Bartender, there's one thing I gotta know. Hey, bartender, there's one thing I gotta know. If the beer's this bug's, then he can stay. But if it's mine, here's all I can say. Hey, bartender, the big bug's gotta go. Hey, bartender, the big bug's gotta go.
Yeah, that was Meryl Moore with the Big Bug Boogie. That's a great example of piano boogie from 1952 on Capitol Records. Now, Rowan and I were wondering what a big bazoo is. Do you have any ideas what a big bazoo would be?
No.
No?
Like a bazooka?
No. Well, he was talking about the mouth stretching out.
Hmm.
Maybe it's like a long insect mouth. Kind of like a, you know what a fly's face looks like?
Yeah.
He's got that long, his mouth kind of looks like a vacuum cleaner or something.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he's talking about when he's talking about the big bazoo.
Yeah.
And then before that, we heard the Rhodes Bug Boogie by the Texas Troubadours. Fantastic country and western band. A little bit of hillbilly music. And while we're talking about flies, why don't we play some fly songs next? We have a song from Chubby Checker, who we've played before on this show, right?
Yeah.
And what's that song called?
The fly!
Yeah.
The fly away.
Just the fly. And then after that, we're going to do the roach.
Oh my God.
We're going to dance the roach. So if you're at home in your house, listen to the words and try and dance the roach. It's easy to do. Just pretend you're trying to squish a bug with your foot. And both of those songs come from a movie called Hairspray. Well, they use those songs in the movie Hairspray.
Come on, not the Wizards of Oz?
Oh, that's true. We're going to play a song from the Wizard of Oz in this episode, but not right now.
But yay!
You think we should do it after the roach?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll play a song from The Wizard of Oz, after Yay. The Roach and the Fly, on this edition of
Cuckoo Bananas, Bugs 2.
Let me have it. I'm gonna give it a response. We got a really, really, really big shoe here for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Right here on our stage, we're going to have for you a whole colony of roaches doing a toe dance for you. When I woke this morning, you know what I found? Well, I found those cockroaches crawling all around. I found those roaches crawling around my bed. I found the roaches crawling around my head. Since my baby put me down, I'm the saddest man around, and I won't stay here no more. No. Roaches on the ceiling, roaches on my clothes. Quick, somebody help me, I got something on my nose. Oh, those roaches crawling round my head. I found those roaches crawling round my bed. Since my Cupid doll put me down, I'm the saddest man around, and I won't stay here no more. No. See my baby, tell her this for me. Give her lots of loving and send me DDT to kill the roaches. Ah! Crawling round my bed to kill the roaches. Crawling round my head since my baby put me down. I'm the saddest man around, and I won't stay here no more. No.
Be a dirty roach.
Did you just hear what I just heard?
That noise don't come from no ordinary bird.
It may be just a cricket or a critter in the trees.
It's given me the jitters and the joints around my knees.
Oh, I think I see a jijik, and he's fuzzy and he's furry. I haven't got a brain, but I think I ought to worry.
I haven't got a heart, but I got a palpitation.
This is Monica the Forest. I don't like the situation.
Are you going to stand around and let him fill us full of horror?
I'd like to roar him down. But I think I lost my roarer.
It's a who's this?
It's a what's this?
It's a what's this?
Who's that?
Who's that?
Who's that?
Who's that? Who's that hiding in the treetops? It's that rascal, the jitterbug. Should you catch him buzzing round you, keep away from the jitterbug. And the bees and the breeze in the trees have a terrible, horrible buzz. But the bats and the bees and the breeze in the trees couldn't do what the jitterbug does. So be careful of that rascal. Keep away from
the jitterbug. Oh, the jitter. Oh, the bug. Oh, the jitter. Come, come, in a twitter. In the throat.
All the critters got to be dancing on a thousand toes.
Ah, she blows!
No.
Welcome back, listeners. Rowan, was that last song we heard?
The Jitterbug.
Yeah. Yeah, and what movie is that from?
The Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm. Sort of. They recorded the song for the movie, but then they didn't use it in the final movie. So, if you watch The Wizard of Oz, the original one, you won't hear that song. But they did record it for the movie, and it's a pretty catchy song. And Rowan and I were just watching a video of people jitterbug dancing. So what did you think about that dancing, Rowan?
Good.
Describe to the kids at home what it looked like.
Really crazy, and they're flipping and stuff.
Yeah. There's super fast dancing where there's lots of flips and people being thrown around in the air.
Yeah.
And that was from a movie called Hell's a Poppin', 1941, that features Slim Gaylord, who we've played on this show before. Maybe let's put that video up on our Facebook page so people can see it. Okay?
Yeah.
And before that, we heard two Roach songs. That last one was from Jack Larson, and then the one before that was by Gene and Wendell, and that's Taught You How to Do the Roach. And poor Jack Larson is living in a house where there's roaches everywhere. Have you ever seen a roach, Ron?
No.
They're gross. They're like a beetle with a hard back and big wings and big long antenna.
Ew.
Now, the next set of songs are all about spiders. And we had some spider songs on our last insect show. But I kind of just realized spiders aren't insects, are they?
Mm-mm.
No, why not?
Because they have 8 legs.
Yeah, that's right. And I just looked up spiders on the computer. And spiders don't have antenna either, like insects do. So they're not technically insects. But how do spiders connect to insects?
I don't know.
They eat them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of connected to insects. What I did learn when I was researching on the computer, learning new things, that both spiders and insects are part of a bigger group of animals called arthropods. Mm. And those are animals that have an exoskeleton. What does that mean again?
A really soft skeleton. Well, it's like a thing without a skeleton. Like, it's on the outside.
That's right, yeah. The skeleton, the hard part's on the outside, right? They don't have bones like us.
Yeah.
And arthropods have segmented bodies, so bodies with parts.
Yep.
Even though spiders, have, a different kind of segment than, an ant.
Yeah.
And jointed appendages, their little legs have joints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have 3 joints.
Some of them, yeah. Some might only have 2, I don't know. So insects are arthropods, arachnids, crustaceans, under the water.
Yeah.
Those are all arthropods.
Plankton?
Plankton? I don't think plankton would be a crustacean. I think crustaceans have exoskeletons, so a hard outside.
But do plankton?
No. They're just tiny little microscopic creatures that float around and wiggle. Although here it does say that there is a tiny crustacean called a Stygotantalus. And there's also giant crustaceans like the Japanese spider crab. Remember, we saw pictures of that?
Yeah.
It's huge. The body's like the size of your head, and then it's got these long legs coming out.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
There's the spider crab. It has the greatest leg span of any arthropod, reaching 12 feet from claw to claw. So if he was standing in this room and trying to touch the ceiling, he could... His legs would be longer than the ceiling, floor to the ceiling.
So he's really tall.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's how long this part is. Hey, we could call this our science corner. Let's put our science corner sound effect right here. Right. And after the spider songs, we've got a special treat for the listener. So stay tuned to...
Cuckoo Bananas Insects 2!
Spider, the kind that catches flies, so let
Now it's time for Cuckoo's News and Interviews. I asked kids what was their favorite insect and why and what's their name. And some of them just ran away. like bee.
Mm-hmm. But the kids we could catch had this to say.
What's your favorite bug?
A ladybug.
Why?
Because it's super beautiful and it flies so beautiful.
Oh. What's your name?
My name is Annabelle.
Callum, what's your favorite bug?
A beetle.
Why?
Because it makes a swing sound and a like sound.
What's your name?
Callum.
What's your favorite bug?
A ladybug.
Why?
Because it's pretty and harmless.
What's your name?
Lucy.
Hello. What's your name?
Hello.
And what's your favorite bug?
Ladybug.
Oh, really? How come?
Don't know.
You don't know? Is it because they're cute?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You wanna be interviewed for a radio show?
There's a little boy coming down.
Okay, what's your name?
Oh, wait. There's someone coming down the side.
Okay. Uh-oh. Watch out.
Daddy, I am Lily.
Okay, and what's your favorite kind of bug?
Spiders.
Ooh, how come?
They're scaring me.
They look really cool.
No, scaring me.
Oh, nobody said spider yet. Thanks for your answer. Hi, Noah. What's your favorite kind of bug?
I don't like bugs.
You don't like bugs? You don't like any kind of bug? How about ants?
Okay, I'm sorry, but no.
No? Bees?
I like bees, but I don't like bees.
No? Earwigs?
I like I like dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs, oh. Well, you know what? In the time of the dinosaurs, there was bugs, too. Really big bugs.
I like dinosaurs a bit. But I say shoot bugs.
Yeah, good.
Because a bee says bugs in the end.
Yeah, sometimes bees can be dangerous, eh?
Yeah, because I say shoo, but bees don't fly away.
Good, good. Thanks for your answer.
Then don't sound fly, and then he jumps right now I shoot them again, and then I go to a sea pizza. And then I see castle. And then Mama come, and then I see Kane, but he grumpy. But I hide to my dad. Then.
What's your favorite bug?
My favorite bug is fireflies.
Why?
Because I like what they, how they look at night.
Oh. What's your name?
My name is Devin.
Special thanks to Noah there for trying to give the world's longest answer to a question.
Yeah.
And let's see. Oh, you know what's next? Everyone's least favorite insect.
Horsefly.
Yeah. Here in Ontario, well, here in Canada, nobody likes the horsefly. Why not?
Because they sting you.
Yeah, they bite you and it hurts.
Yeah, really badly.
And last time I got bit from a horsefly.
Yeah. When I was a kid, though, my brother and I used to swat them at the lake. And then we'd pick them up and look at their eyes, because sometimes a horsefly has very beautiful, rainbowy kind of eyes, if you look closely enough. And that is by a band called the Silverhearts.
Cool.
Yeah, great Ontario band from the town of Peterborough. Maybe you're listening from Peterborough right now. Hello, Peterborough.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. And then, do you want to read this title for me, Rowan?
Sassy La Puisse de l'Ouest.
Yeah. I got you. That's a Italian name. I don't know how to say it either. It almost looks French, doesn't it? But it's actually Italian. Let me try my hand at it. Susi la pulce del West. By Topo Gigio. Do you remember him?
Yeah.
I put the record back downstairs. But he's a little mouse. Cute little mouse.
Yeah, he's really cute.
Yeah, he's cute, and he talks a little funny. Oh, Eddie. Kiss me. Give me a kiss, Eddie.
He's from the cartoon of the duck and the rabbit. I forget their names.
Oh, not that mouse. This is a different mouse.
This is Topo Gigio.
And if we translate that name, Susie la Pulce del West, it means Susie the Flea of the West.
What? That's weird.
It is weird, yeah. There's actually a couple of different songs about a flea, a lady flea, that I can think of from the 60s. We're only going to play this one. So if you know Italian, you'll get more out of this song than I do. But it's still pretty catchy. And then we can't forget the grub, the common grub worm. We're going to hear a song called Groovy Grub. Why do you think they would call a song Groovy Grub?
Because it's a song.
Yeah.
And he likes singing, or he might be singing a song.
Oh, yeah, maybe. It's a good guess. See, in my mind, I kind of imagine, you know, grubs. You know what a grub looks like?
Yeah.
Kind of like a short, fat worm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do they move like when they're on the ground?
They move and scrunch up at the top, and then... Or that would be an inchworm, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're thinking of an inchworm. Yeah. A grub would just kind of like wiggle and jiggle and shake in the middle, which is kind of groovy, if you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So you could dance like a grub worm and you'd be doing a groovy dance. And then we got one last song. Hopefully we have time for it. Called Crickets on Parade by Bobby Christian. And you can hear on this song a fake cricket sound that they made with some percussion instruments. And it's a nice end to our show, because we started with a cricket song. And that'll be our time for today's episode. Thank you for joining us on Cuckoo Bananas. And
take care out there.
There. cavalcare quel cane rognoso, mi aveva detto Gonzales.
È pericoloso!
Non volli dare ascolto, lo cavalcai in un mare di guai, mi ritrovai. L'altro giorno, giù nel Texas, un cagnetto mi avvicinò. Monta in sella, andiamo a Dallas, cavalcai e lui volò. Arrivati in Oklahoma, gratta gratta, ma che c'ho? Una pulce con la chioma, di me si innamorò. Susie, la pulce del West, volle venire con me. Mi sveglia quasi alle tre, e poi pretende caffè. E me la traino dietro
dall'Oklahoma a San Pietro.
Col passeggiare però,
oh ma, mentre io canto, ai 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 ai. Paloma,
rispettate gli animali, dice la legge, e io rispetto Susi. Figuratevi che non mi siedo per non schiacciarla. Mi scrollai, mi agitai, nel mio gara mi ritrovai. Quasi quasi mi affogai, ma non sono finiti guai. Sto perdendo tutto il grasso, col mio amore sempre a spasso. Lei mi ama fino all'osso, sono commosso, so. Così la pulce del West, mi vuole fare la festa, e salta la Santo Can.
Ah, ah, che urlo come Tarzan!
E me la traino
dietro, dall'Oklahoma a San Pietro.
Col passeggiare ferro,
oh ma, mentre io canto, ai 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 ai.
Susi la pulce del West, mi vuole fare la festa, e salta la Santo Can.
Ah, ah,
ed urlo come Tarzan. Traino dietro
dall'Oklahoma San Pietro,
col passeggiare ferro,
oh ma, mentre io canto, ai 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 ai. Paloma,
ai, Susi, ti prego, vieni fuori all'aria aperta, guarda le bellezze di Roma, ecco San Pietro. No, Susi, bussa via in Oklahoma.
Oh, oh, ai, ai, oh, ecco il tenere.
Vieni, amore mio, facciamo un bel
bagnetto. Non ce la faccio più.
Yeah, baby, you know that you're my style. just want to sweep around the floor. And then you blink at it, baby. You know what I'm saying. Oh.
I'm a grub worm.
CIOI, Indy 101.5, Hamilton's home for alternative.
Oldies Without Borders, back live and in the studio for the first time in 3 years. I'm the vinyl professor, Peter Morin, and I'm ready to do it again. In front of music from Chubby Checker and April Wine, here are the Staple Singers from 1975.